All right, so everybody going out there and they're getting their workout on, you know, and they got that little Fitbit on their wrist.
I got me my Fitbit
got,
right here.
You got one right
See
there.
See that right there? Yeah. Yeah, I've got only 2,400 steps right now because I drove to work today. Usually I walk in.
My iWatch keeps track of that stuff for
sometimes
me.
Sometimes I hit 10,000 by the end of the show.
And you know, so
I walk around the
all
office.
That information is stored there on your Fitbit,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Well, guess what? It's being used in a court of law against you in some cases.
I didn't do anything.
No, well,
I wasn't even near that person. Right. I didn't even touch it.
Here to tell us more about this is Jennifer Donnellan, who is a JLA 7 on Your Side crime investigator. And this is a special that she has on tonight. At 11 o'clock. Good morning to you, Jennifer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning to both of you. I haven't heard that song in ages. You have me smiling.
So, I can't tell you the number of people I know who have a Fitbit or a similar device.
It's incredible. And the numbers, when you really start looking at it, they're projecting, 350 million people will be using some sort of wearable fitness technology by 2080.
You got your iWatch, right? You got your Fitbit, you got your Jawbone.
So it's not just Fitbit that we're looking at. I mean, this is wearable fitness technology, but there is a case that sort of got everybody talking, and it does involve a Fitbit. And, you know, when you say, hey, guess what? If you're writing something down, somebody may have access to that information in the future. It's kind of like a duh moment, but this particular case, it just gets you thinking. We have a woman who claimed that she had been the victim of a vicious crime, and the police had some questions about it. There were some problems with her story, i.e. there were no footprints in the snow outside of the house, so how did somebody break in unless they flew in? And so they said, you know what, she's got a Fitbit. Let's take a look at the Fitbit because we're having some, there's a gray area here. And that Fitbit actually ended up, she said one thing, the Fitbit proved otherwise, and now she's charged with a crime.
Well, now she volunteered and handed over her Fitbit, right? But are we reaching the point now where the authorities can actually subpoena access to your Fitbit?
Oh, yeah, and actually the prosecutor in that state said had she not agreed to turn it over, it wouldn't have mattered. We could have subpoenaed it. If you read the fine print, say, on Fitbit, their privacy policy, they say, hey, we will always keep your data private. We will not sell it. You decide what you want done with your data, except for these particular cases which involve subpoenas and warrants.
And this is getting to be, it's like everywhere you turn, your phone, it has all of this information in you. And your Fitbit has all of this information on you. Your iWatch has all this information on you. And those are things that law enforcement can go after and now subpoena.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know police use cell phones in investigations. You know, if they have a critical missing person or if they're looking for a suspect, they'll ding cell towers to see where that person last was. So we knew that. And, you know, and that's what I'm saying. When the fitness tracker came up, you know, there are GPS points and Wi-Fi points, and it just depends on how you're using it. But you can map your walks. All of that information, once it's out there, it can be subpoenaed, but, you know, you can't just go online and figure out what somebody else is doing. It's got to be in a court of law. It's just something to think about. And most people that I spoke with were, you know, they said, listen, I'm not planning on committing a crime. And if I am, I'm not taking my Fitbit with me.
Oh, there's some handy news you can use.
Yeah.
If you're going to go commit a felony this morning, make sure you take off your fitness band.
Fitbit. Seven's on your side.
But so now here's what is it really just a location issue here? And also, is your location tracked? I'm asking for a friend.
Sure.
Like, so now I'll go out running and I'll have my Fitbit with me and it tracks the map. But I just assumed that it was my phone that was actually tracking where I was going. And the Fitbit is just relaying via Bluetooth back to the phone about, you know, the number of steps and what my pulse rate is and everything. If I leave my phone at home and I just go for a walk with my Fitbit, is that tracking where I've been?
It depends, right? It depends on how you have it set up. But I think it can. And you're taking me from crime reporter to technology reporter.
No, I get it. And I know that. I know, yeah. But boy, this opens up a whole can
it really
of worms.
Does.
Forget about crime. I mean, what about private investigators seeing if a spouse is cheating, that kind of thing?
That's the thing. It's got to be able to be subpoenaed. And that's very interesting. You know, the other thing is personal injury attorneys are also using it. Like, across the board, the legal community is looking at these Fitbits and saying, hey, my client was injured. Look at her Fitbit activity before the injury. Now look at her Fitbit activity afterwards.
Oh, my.
So these things can work for you, but they can also work against you. It's just something, you know, it's just another thing that's on you that's gathering data that you got to think about.
All right, so tell us about this story tonight. Give us a little hint of what we will learn.
Well, we're going to dig into that story in Pennsylvania. And honestly, it's a case that got everybody thinking, and it's really gained traction across the country. And this one woman, you know, her actions have really just gotten everybody talking because of the Fitbit. And you know, you're going to hear, we just heard back from Fitbit, and you know, they are extremely concerned. They do not want the message to be that, hey, your data's out there for other people. So we're going to show you this woman, we're going to talk about her case, and we're just going to get reaction. You know, I went out to Easter Market. It's not her. Once you start looking for the wristwatches, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere, right.
Yeah.
All right.
And people were super surprised.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Jennifer Donnellan, WJLA 7 on your side, crime investigator. Thank you so much.
Have a great Monday.
You too. Thank you.